boom, boom. GloucesterCast 193. We're seven away from 200. Can you believe it?
No, I can't. That's fabulous.
Seven away from we have one of Gloucester's finest citizens, a guy tirelessly working behind the scenes. It seems like he's always has a project. And his daughter, Ringo Tarr, is here with Emily Tarr. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
We have Kat Ryan here.
Hello.
And we have Kim Smith.
Good morning, Gloucester.
What are you doing? You're trying to... I feel like Kat is intentionally trying to sabotage the podcast this morning. I feel like you're trying to sabotage it. I'm joking. Kim Ringo's here to talk especially about Country Fest and soon after Blues Fest.
Yeah.
But before you start talking about that, I'm going to go through some of the things that you're involved with, like either a founder or something that you do year after year after year. Don't get nearly enough credit. The Kent Circle tree lighting. You go up, do you go up there and when they get the tree?
Yep, this will be actually our 20th year that we got a tree from there, and hopefully we're going to get the crew that cuts the tree down up from up in Nova Scotia and Shelburne to come to Gloucester and be part of the tree lighting
and witness it.
Yep.
Yeah. So how many years you been doing it?
This will be 20 years that we've gone up and gotten the tree.
They're big trees.
Yeah, yeah. Anywhere from, they range anywhere from 30 foot to like 45 feet. That's as big as we can get on the trailer.
That's amazing.
That's the biggest ones.
And who is Tally's the one that helps to erect it?
We've had Great Eastern Marine mainly has the crane. We've had Tally's a number of times to give us a hand. Trying to get the tree straight, he'll come down with his wrecker and help get it straighter.
That's cool.
But yeah, it's always a challenge getting that tree in the base.
That's amazing. Yeah, the flags on the boulevard every year. You and your crew get together and you put the flags up.
Yeah,
is Pauline Bresnahan involved in that?
Pauline Bresnahan has been a great help. She's kind of taken over getting donations and getting the flags, which is a tremendous load off help for me because. That's the hardest part is getting the money and getting the flags.
She does a lot of the fundraising?
She does basically all the fundraising. Uh-huh. She goes out and gets people to donate in memory of loved ones, if they just want to give flags, whatever they want to do.
She's another good egg.
Yes.
She was in the university. She got one of those citizenship awards this past year.
Yes.
I think it was. Did it have to do specifically with the flags?
She does a lot of things for the veterans, so I think it was a combination of everything.
Is that? The concerts on the boulevard.
It was like an unsung hero award. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think it was.
Well,
yeah.
You know,
heroin for women.
Heroin.
Yep.
Across the state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Well, that was separate from the Universalist Church thing, though.
Yes. Oh, right. Right. She got two this year.
I was talking about the Universalist.
May 21st and then June 21st.
Yeah. Right.
Very nice. Okay. You do the concerts on the boulevard, the 3rd of July one, the laser show.
Yeah.
When did you incorporate the light laser show?
We've done the laser show, I think, for 7 years or 8 years. 7 years, I think, it's been for the laser show.
How did you get that must be expensive equipment.
It is. It's very expensive. And
do you rent it or do you own it now?
No, I actually pay a person to do it. The person who does the sound for me, Ron Kuzma, he had a friend 1 year that had built two lasers, the most powerful lasers in New England at the time. And he was talking about that the guy had a show booked and the person canceled at the last minute. And I told him, I said, I always want to do a laser show on the boulevard. And it just happened to come together, and we did it that year, and we've done it ever since.
And the runaround is usually the band, right?
Right, right.
They kill it. People really look forward to that.
Yeah, and it's actually, they started the first year with us, and they donate their time for that concert, and they look forward to it every year. It's their favorite thing.
Huge,
yeah.
Huge. The fireworks, the Gloucester Fund.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. I mean, tireless. The lights on, every time you involved with the lights on Main Street?
Yeah, I help out with the lights on Main Street, repairing those and everything.
It doesn't stop.
That's sort of I do a lot of, donate a lot of my time, but I also get paid to help do that also.
There you go.
With the city.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah. Well, so let's talk specifically about Country Fest and Blues Fest. When is Country Fest?
July 30th, next Saturday, actually.
Next Saturday?
Yep, gates open at 11 and the show starts at 12.
And what are some of the acts? Anybody that I would know?
We have Southern City Band and Houston Bernard Band, which are out of Boston. And we have Cassidy Pope coming.
Wow.
She's season 3 of The Voice. She won that.
Whoa, that's big time.
She was the first female winner to win The Voice.
She just had a number one song with Chris Young on the country charts, too.
country music in the past, like, seems like 5 or 6 years has just came way up.
Growing exponentially. Yeah.
I mean, it's always been big down there, obviously, but up here, well, like, my brother-in-law, Barry, like, legitimately listens to country music. To where he works in, like, you know, Boston and stuff like this, so he has this commute every day. Like, he has country music playing. In his house, he has country music playing. Yeah. Like, what the hell's going on? But this is something that's, like, there is a need and a demand.
Yeah, the market has really exploded, and especially for, like, college-age kids and high school kids. It's just huge.
Really?
Huge.
That's amazing.
We're losing all our rock stations to country.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So do you have to buy tickets for this?
Yes, you do.
Where can they get them?
They can get them at, I'll let Emily.
You can get them at the Chamber of Commerce right now. We'll be downstage Fort Park on Thursday and Friday for a few hours selling them. They're $30 in advance. They're also available the day of the concert for $35.
Nice. So when you say stage Fort Park, at the Visitor Center?
No, it's down by the Cupboard, and also Firefly Boutique on Main Street. Across some Passports, we'll have tickets also for sale. But the show is actually across from the Cupboard.
Right next to the beach.
Right.
Cressy's.
Right.
Oh,
spot.
Nice location.
That spot is not utilized enough.
Yeah. No. And the Blues Festival picked it out for us. Frank from Boston Fence donates, he puts chain link fence around the whole area, donates all of it, and he also fixes a certain percentage of the Babe Ruth field going up. He's been replacing the chain link fence because it's all starting to rot away. And so not only does he do that for free, he also donates so much fence for the city.
I'm going to give him a plug here. What's his name?
It's Frank Biscotti.
Frank. From, what is it
called? Boston Fence.
Boston Fence.
Yeah.
Donates the fencing. Okay. Big plug for him. I'll look up his website and I'll put a link to his site there.
Okay. So really, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be doing the Country Fest because I just couldn't afford to put chain link fence up along there to section that off.
Well, I imagine, because I know how... I have a little bit of experience with this, but does Peter and Vicky Van Ness work with you?
They're not into these two shows.
They worked with you guys in the past.
Yeah.
But I know when you have to get permits for the city, is there going to be alcohol here?
There will be beer at our event, and there'll be beer and wine at the Blues Festival.
So that is basically the I'm guessing, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, that the chain link fence is mandatory because you can't have these events where you serve alcohol without having a secure area.
Right.
Am I right?
Right. And the first year, a couple of years at the Blues Festival, they had what we called it the beer corral, where there was a chain link fence area and you had to drink the beer in there.
Yeah.
And it turned out everyone was guzzling the beers down and everything. And it was a worse situation because people were trying to guzzle two or three beers and then go back to the music.
Yeah.
And the licensing commission allowed us to open the whole area up because it was all chain link fenced in. And it's made it so much better.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. So that is...
So do you set the stage at the top of the hill?
No, the stage is actually right by the volleyball courts down there, which is kind of across from the Cupboard, and it faces up towards Western Avenue, and it's a natural hill, so the viewing is excellent.
You're looking down into it.
Yes.
You have the water.
Yes.
In the whole extent
yes,
of the city.
Yes.
That's
and
brilliant.
We get nice. Probably maybe 25 to 30 boats if the tide is right. They'll anchor off at Cressy's Beach and they get to hear and see the whole concert. So it's a great location.
Wow.
Great
brilliant.
Location.
Paddle,
yeah, paddleboarders or whatever. Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. So that's cheap for a concert, and especially where you can.
How long does it go from
starts at noontime and it'll end between 6 and 6:30, just kind of as long as they want to play.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God, that many acts for that cheap money?
Yeah, it's three acts and. The other two bands, I mean, Cassidy's excellent, but the other two bands are up-and-coming bands. They're really good.
Who are you? Is there going to be food there for people?
Yeah, there'll be about five or six vendors, anywhere from lobster rolls at Lobsterland. Mm-hmm. Kettle Corn is going to be there, the local vendors.
Ambie?
No, Ambie couldn't make it. He had a wedding or something he had to do that day. He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
We also have a couple of Boss's vendors with Richie Slush. We have Bentley's Barbecue, which pulled pork and chicken.
Is that the one that's been down the fort?
He was down the fort, yeah, and he did the block party.
Everybody's talking about this guy. I haven't
excellent.
Had it.
We'll get your
excellent.
Tickets to Country Fest.
There you go.
There you go.
Listen, barbecue, I'm
you
there.
You should do a podcast from there. You can set up.
Maybe. I have to work. Dude, I mean, do you see what I've been doing here?
It's on a Saturday.
I would love to.
Right, it's on a Saturday.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, so get your tickets at... There's no place online to buy them?
We just ended. We had to end it because the tickets get mailed out, so we had to... Okay. And it ended last night, actually, at midnight.
I'm saying the Chamber's got a great hours. Go to the Chamber.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Firefly.
Or Firefly. Both of them.
Those two places. Excellent.
Yeah.
So I'll... Yeah. You know what? I'm going to... Just before I forget, I'm going to put this information there.
Yeah, and at the gate. That day at the gate. The $35 at the gate.
So if you if you pay to go into the chain link area, then you can you come and go if you
You can come and go as you please. Because the cupboard will be open too, so if you want to get something from the cupboard.
Right, and the cupboard's going to have ice cream, you know, so if it's a hot day, people are going to want ice cream. And they have fried clams and that.
Right, and 6 hours is a long time.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Beforehand, so before it's 30, at the gate it's
35. Yep.
At the gate, tickets are available for 35.
You go right from the beach, right to
very
the
simple.
Concert.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Awesome. That's a great day.
Yeah,
that's a great. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the Blues Fest. When is that one?
The Blues Fest is the following Saturday.
Oh wow.
August 6th. There's seven great bands are going to be performing there.
July 30th.
Yeah, and then August 6th.
And then August 1st.
Wow.
August 6th. And can you get the tickets at the same exact places?
You can go online and still buy tickets for the Blues Festival.
Okay.
They'll have tickets on sale at the gate, and the Chamber also has tickets.
And where's the online one?
GlosterBluesFestival.com, I believe.
Yes.
You can get it from there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look up the website and I'll add the link in there. And is same pricing?
No, it's...
They're $28 in advance and $40 at the gate.
And they also have a premiere section where you can sit right in front of the stage. And
like I think VIP 50, stuff?
Yeah, VIP, yeah. Yeah, and that's $50 to sit
there. Is this at the same place?
Same location. Everything's identical. Set up the same.
Same set up back to back. You guys get a busy couple weeks ahead.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, all right. I'm excited for that. All in.
Yeah.
I got to try and find my way there. Yes. I got to try and move some things around in the schedule.
Yeah.
You know?
You might be able to do it on a Saturday.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Did anybody see the Blue Lobster pictures on the blog?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Did you see it?
Yes.
That's electric blue.
Yeah.
Electric blue. Like, we get one of those, like, once every 3 or 4 years, that blue. I mean, we see shades of blue.
Yeah.
But that, like, those are like the true blue ones. Because a lot of lobsters, I caught a blue lobster, and I look at it, it's like...
Not really,
You know, it's like greenish.
Yeah.
You know, the hint of blue.
Yeah.
That was blue. So, we got it in five days ago or so, and one of our biggest retail customers, wholesale restaurant customers is the Lobster Pool. So, it makes sense, the Lobster Pool... I give it to those guys, right? And the guys over there, the guys that own the farm also own the Lobster Pool. I knew that they have a lot of people that go through that place. So it would be nice. It was going to be nice for people to be able to see the blue
right
lobster.
There in the tank,
So we got a lot of people writing in, and then started getting a few people saying, free the lobster, which I get, I can't understand. So I talked to those guys, and we organized for tonight, Sunday. By the time people listen to this, it's too late, but we're having a big party, a Release Blue the Lobster party at the farm. I mean, at the Lobster Pool in Rockport.
S'mores at their fire pit.
We're going to do s'mores. I was happy. Thank you to Andrea Holbrook, who picked up the story. And
I saw that in the paper yesterday.
Yeah, it was above the fold. Nice story. And she's always good to us.
I think Andrea's wonderful.
She is. She's. They work so hard there because this, obviously, staff has been decimated.
But yeah.
And she's always. You know what I love about Andrea?
She's running things behind the scenes.
But she's always amazing. She's not looking for like the antagonistic headline and trying to create, anxiety and nasty people fighting against each other.
No, she's not.
She's like looking for nice stories, which I appreciate.
Sure.
So it's gonna be fun tonight. I'm going. I'm all in.
Okay.
And we'll take some pictures there and some video of Blue the Lobster actually going back to sea. I always wondered, and I don't know this because I'm obviously not a marine biologist, but I always thought it would be cool because I used to donate them. I used to try to donate them to the aquarium.
Yeah.
I remember this.
I've probably told this story a million times, but I called the aquarium.
Yeah.
Like, I got this blue lobster, right? Come, you know, you want to come down and pick up the blue lobster? Oh, I don't. We, you know, we're kind of busy right now. Come get it.
Right.
You know, I'm like, I stopped calling.
Yeah.
Right. I literally stopped calling.
Right.
So, I mean, we could give it to the
Maritime Heritage Center. Yeah.
But you know, I kind of. It would be nice to see if you could get two of them to mate.
Yes.
And produce like a colony of blue lobsters.
Lobsters. That would be so awesome.
I would love that.
I think the blue lobster that I filmed a couple years ago, that was from you, that was beautiful. It was a beautiful blue, but it was like a really light blue.
With a whitish hue to it.
Yeah, it would almost look like albino or
something. The last real blue one like this, the Connemara Bay, Kellen O'Malley brought over.
Okay.
Brought over to us to take pictures of. And my daughters were like
really,
this
really
big and they were holding it.
Yeah.
So I stayed Friday night, I stayed at the hotel for the first time.
Yeah.
When I say the hotel, I'm assuming people know we're talking about the Beauport Hotel.
Yeah.
No slight to our other awesome hotels that we have in town,
right,
because we have great hotels here.
Yeah.
So I got there Friday night, went in the pool Friday night, wanted to take advantage of that roof deck pool the next morning, stayed the whole morning in that pool.
Cool.
And I was wondering if it was going to be, because there's a lot of rooms there, if the pool deck was going to be too crowded to enjoy. It really wasn't. It was all
nice.
It was perfect.
Nice.
The service was fantastic. The room was ridiculous. They did such the design. I think the... we're going to go around. Have you been in there yet?
I haven't been in there yet.
Really?
No, I just haven't had time. I'd like to.
You're a little busy.
I can't
imagine. Yeah, after next weekend.
Kat, have you been in there yet?
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, yeah. What to you is like this standout feature?
I like the attention to details with...
the design.
All the design. Yeah, I love how they laid out the floor, from the silverware to the, you know, the lights in the dining room. And
before I even go to Kim, I'm going to say, that's exactly what I was going to say. You took the words out of my mouth. Like, it's, you know how there's nautical and there's beachy themed places, but they can get really tacky really quickly? You know?
Yeah.
They achieved like a real state of classiness.
Yeah. It's very understated, I think.
It is.
It is very understated. But
it feels well built. It feels
solid.
All the moldings and everything that they use feel really substantial, like look substantial and beautiful. Gorgeous.
I love the bathroom tiles.
Yeah.
It's the classic weave. It's just very
in the bathrooms. I love the bathroom tiles that they used in the actual room in the suites.
They're
4 by I want to say 4 by 6
mm-hmm.
or 4 by 6.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they achieve this, but they've gotten to a point now where they can make tile that has knots in it and it has a distressed look to it that looks like wood.
Yeah, insects.
Like, you know how, like, do you remember, like, Trex? Or maybe 10 years ago now, when Trex came out, it looked like plastic.
Right.
And even the brushed stuff that they did still looked like plastic. I mean, it was still a good product and everything like that, but, like, it looked like plastic.
Right.
Yeah. This stuff is tile, has the properties of tile.
Right.
They used it in tonneau, too.
Huh. Yeah,
This kind of...
Hmm.
It's amazing how far these building materials have come.
Yeah.
Kim, I didn't get to you. What did you say? Stands out to you?
Second, what you and Catherine both said, but you know everything. I just love I love their coffee cups. I love the carpeting throughout, and I just love the whole coastal elegant feeling that it has.
Elegant,
too.
Yeah, I would say that's about right.
Yeah. And then also the spaciousness of it. Like, when you walk through, you just have this feeling of, you know...
Expanse.
Of spaciousness all around you. And I really like that a lot.
I've gone a bunch of times, and, like, you go into that lobby, and it is bustling.
Yes.
And it's bustling with...
Like
there's a lot of local... I say there's more local people using
every
that
time,
tavern.
Yeah. Every time I've gone, I've seen people...
I've run into, like, 10 or 15 people I know every single time I'm in and out of it. If not, like, 20, 30 people. Which is great.
Yes.
And no, they can't use the roof deck pool because that's reserved for guests.
Right,
and if there's no possible way to, you know,
people
need to understand that that's not...
Are people trying to do that?
I think
really?
You know the people that are so desperate to knock this place?
Yeah.
you know the usual suspects.
Yeah.
They're so desperate to knock this place that, you know, that... oh, is it open for the public? Like, no, it's not open for public. 90% of the rest of the hotel is open for the public, but that happens.
Well, you know what they might perhaps do eventually? This is how I actually met my husband, was a lot of the hotels in Boston, you could become a member, and you could use the facilities on top of the hotel, you know.
Yeah, but the pool is not big, and the amount of rooms there, like, I don't think, like, a member, sold memberships there, and there was not a place to sit down, if you're a paying member, and they're expensive rooms, and you're paying expensive, and you can't sit down because someone paid $100 a month to be a member.
Right.
I'd be irate.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, would you be irate if you paid $200-$300 a night to stay there and you couldn't sit down?
It doesn't seem like it would be used that much. Like, I was a member at the Colonnade, and I used it, like, once. You know what I mean? It's, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. It's a beautiful space. And there's really not a lot of chairs up there.
We had fun at one meal that we went to, and our sons finished ahead of us, and they went down and did a pickup game at the playground.
And we
could stay, you know, enjoy each other's adult company, and they were having they didn't get to sit around for us to finish up.
The view's great.
It's such a great location.
So I'm there for the Friday night going into Saturday. And so on Saturday and Sunday, they expect a lot of people there for brunch, breakfast and brunch. Okay. So they only had a brunch, like a, you know, kind of all-you-can-eat kind of brunch kind of deal. But I was with my daughters. What are they going to eat? They're going to eat, like, 2 pieces of bacon each, you know what I mean, and push the rest of it outside. So here's a shout-out to my boy Rusty at Fort Square Cafe.
So we just
walked right down there. We saw our boy Rusty. Got an awesome breakfast. He's great. Do you go there?
Yeah, I've been there.
He does good work.
Yeah.
And he picked right up where Heidi left off. He's running the place right tip-top shape, and... So that was the move. And, you know, if you have kids and you don't want to spend $15 on a brunch, you go there. And
go there and just have a little egg.
Yeah.
Kid-sized portion.
Everybody wins. Everybody, like I said, this hotel, rising tide lifts all boats. So here's a sad story. Very sad story. On my way to work today. Huh? Sad story. Ready? And I'm not an animal lover. So... Do you know where this is going?
No.
Do you have an idea where this is going?
No.
So on my way to work, I go to work at 4:00 in the morning every day, right? So from East, I'm coming from like Harriet Road, East Gloucester, coming up through Moreland, you know, through the Bass Rocks, down to the wharf here, down Hammond. And every day, I see average of 7 to 15 bunnies, because we're filthy with bunnies. Bunnies have taken over. You know, it's going to be rabbit invasion. If you haven't seen that cartoon, the rabbits are taking over. So I get about, I see this one particular bunny, and I'm coming up the hill, to the top of the hill where the golf course is, coming from the back shore, and I see the bunny. The bunny's about 150 yards away. And he's on the side of the road. And he's, you know, the sideways, the Easter bunny, the chocolate Easter bunny sideways pose. Yeah. You know, you see the bunny with the straight ears, right? I'm like, okay, what are you going to do, bunny? Right? So the bunny, he takes 5 hops into the middle of the road, and I slow down. You know, now I'm 100 yards away, right? He takes 15 hops towards the bushes. I'm like, oh, we're good. Now I'm like 75 yards away. 2 more hops towards the middle of the road. I slow down again. And then he goes, darts off. He's almost in the woods. I'm like, oh, I'm clear. I'm driving. And the last second, he zooms underneath my tire. A big thump. Big thump. And ruined. I mean, I felt so. And I don't. I am probably the least animal lover person.
We
know this, right?
Yeah.
And I still felt horrible. I don't understand what goes through these bunnies' minds. Yeah. Like he had 20 seconds to make up his mind to get the hell out of the way. And the poor bunny got squished. But I mean, where on the evolution of brain size, where did the bunnies fall? Because I mean, the seagulls are going to get out of the way, right? Yeah. Where does the bunny fall? Because 150 yards, he can't make up his mind to go back and forth, back and forth.
I wonder that too, because like I'll be in a garden and I'll just uncover a bunch of baby bunnies, a baby bunny nest right there, like under a little, you know, plant, and I'm like, bunny mom, couldn't you have made your nest someplace less, you know, less capable, where just some little, you know, animal is just going to come right through and eat all your babies in 1 second? They don't even have to try, they're all right there, you know.
Oh, bunny. I felt horrible. I mean, I usually have no remorse for animal deaths, but I felt bad for this one.
Well, some coyote's going to like you for that. So.
Some coyote's going to scoop him up. Yeah. Oh, so it's Rocky, my buddy Rocky. You know Rocky, the big black guy that comes down and he's a good friend of ours?
Yes.
You've met Rocky, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he comes down and he's like, did you save him for me? He's going to eat him. He's going to eat him. Yeah. He's like, did you stop and scoop him up? I'm like, no, I didn't stop and scoop him up. I didn't get to work. Yeah, Rocky was disappointed in me. I want to give a shout out the Bluefin Blowout. August 4th is the Bluefin Blowout.
Okay, that's coming up.
That's
blue to blue.
Yeah.
So it's the 4th to the 6th. So yeah. I know there's a lot of activity on that side of the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be the hopping place to be.
Yeah.
The Blue Lobster. We have Blue Lobster. Blue Festival.
I'll take a quick
blue. It's the trifecta.
Pat's all excited.
At the Blues Festival in Rockland, Maine, the person who does the Gloucester Blues Festival runs a big festival in Rockland, and his t-shirt had a picture of a blue lobster.
Ah,
and it's too bad just putting that one back, but you know, it'd be a great thing to have up there, but I don't want to see that lobster get hurt at all.
No. You know, there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
The same people that love the bunnies.
We're writing you about saving the blue lobster.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, we don't talk about politics here.
Yeah.
But we kind of side skirt in a way if we're not saying anything to try to rouse anybody.
Yeah.
I'm in Common Crow Friday night on my way to pick up my daughters. I had to eat something. I was starving. Right. And so I'm in there, and I'm looking around. I'm saying to myself, what percentage are these people in here voting Republican? And I'm guessing like, you know, it's less than 1%.
Yeah.
I'm guessing less than 1%. It's you know, and it's funny, like, you know how people say, oh, you can't stereotype, you can't, you know, I'm like, you know, you're like profiling. Like, I don't give a shit. There's certain things you can profile. And I'm saying right now, Common Crow, less than 1% Republicans are shopping at Common Crow.
I'm sure Common Crow takes that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm not saying there's anything right or wrong about it. All I'm saying is, you know, it's funny. Kim, monarchs are arriving. Female monarchs.
Yeah.
Butterflies.
Well, all monarchs. The monarchs are arriving everywhere. I've been getting lots and lots of reports of sightings. And
what's that app that you recommend?
There's Journey North is very good.
Journey North. Okay.
And that, because that has the migration charts right on it.
And people can people, you know, say, report sightings to them?
Yes, they
can. Location based?
Yes, okay, they Journey can. North. Yeah. And so I had one, a female in my garden yesterday, and she was depositing eggs. I saw one at Wingersheek. Somebody else wrote in and saw one at Wingersheek. So suddenly, you know, everybody's been very worried because they're a couple weeks later than usual.
Oh.
Usually they arrive around July 4th, so they're a couple weeks later than usual.
Now, do you think that, did we have a colder than usual spring?
Yeah, we had a big, huge cold snap in the middle of the spring. That's why, like, for example, there aren't any local peaches. Like, I don't have any peaches on my peach tree because right when the buds were setting, we got this terrible cold snap, so there are no local peaches anywhere. All peach trees are
barren.
I wonder where the peaches I've eaten that are a Stop and Shop, because they've been outstanding.
Yeah, they're not local.
Yeah.
Probably from Georgia or a little bit further north. But our whole crop just got wiped out.
Dang.
Yeah.
Is that the same for pears too? Because I don't have any pears on my trees at all. We're wondering why.
My peach tree and my pear tree set buds at around the same time.
Yeah.
And we got that, you know, killer cold. Like, I didn't have any blossoms on my plum tree.
Yeah.
Usually my plum tree is just this gorgeous pink cloud. Nope.
My raspberry bushes are just as bad. I've only got like 10 raspberries off on this.
Raspberries, plums, peaches, apricots are all in the rose family.
Oh, okay.
That's why everything got clobbered. Yeah.
I have gooseberries too, but the gooseberries seem to be doing okay.
Yeah. And that's a totally different family.
Yeah.
And the buds are setting at a different time.
Yeah.
So slightly different. So.
No, all this stuff. It's amazing. I've been seeing signs for that the garden that you have been pimping. They put some on Route 133.
Cedar Rock Gardens.
Cedar Rock Gardens.
Oh,
they put some nice signs out on on 133.
And I haven't been since I needed this huge batch of stuff for clients. But at this time of year, I remember Elise telling me that you can go there and get fresh bouquets at this, because they have fields and fields of flowers.
I kind of want to just go there just to see what it's like, because it seems like everybody's talking about this place.
It's very cool. And I guess the young guy, Tucker, his dad used to, or somehow his dad had that property, and he used to raise emus.
Emus? Oh, okay. It's Jan Smith's property?
Yes.
Okay.
And swans. And,
yeah.
So it's Tucker that has it?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. It's a fact.
You know them?
I went to school with them many years ago.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We got one of our llamas.
Yeah, we had a llama that came from there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You what?
We had a llama that
you
came from there.
Who had a llama?
We did. We used to have four llamas.
So on top of all the other stuff, you know, he's a farmer.
That was your farm, the llama farm?
Yeah, that's mine.
Oh,
yeah.
I used to go there all the time.
Is that across from Talis?
Yeah.
Right next to where the pen was?
Across from the marina.
Cross the marina.
Across from the marina. That was your llama?
Yeah. Right now we have four miniature husses and six goats.
What do you do with them?
Feed them. It costs us money.
No, do you get goat milk and stuff?
No, we don't.
We love them and we pet them and we give them kisses.
Have you ever had alpacas?
We had a chance to get some, but at the time we had the four llamas. And
I think we should.
Was enough.
I think you should too.
Yeah.
They're really awesome.
Yeah.
I went to an alpaca farm in on Martha's Vineyard. And they get the wool from the alpacas. I mean, it's actually a sustained...
But that's a lot of work.
Yeah. And you can do it. We did it with the llamas one year, and it's a huge amount of work. You have to really comb them out for about a week in advance to get all the dirt and everything out of it.
Our llamas were guard animals.
Yeah.
Okay.
For, like, our goats and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Guard animals?
Yeah. They'll go right after a coyote.
The what?
They'll go after a coyote and tear it apart.
They don't.
See, this is why you can't trust animals.
No.
I'm telling you. This is all part of my whole thing.
Now I love llamas even more.
Yeah,
they go after coyotes because you're a coyote hater.
No, I'm not a coyote hater.
And all the coyote
hater.
Sympathizers can't stand you because of that.
No, I'm not a coyote hater. I just think we have a lot of them.
Well, llamas have no upper teeth. It's just their gums, but in the back of their mouth, they have four fighting teeth that go backwards, so they'll bite onto something and pull back and just rip them open.
They're very, very aggressive animals.
Yeah. That's nice. It's nice to have those kind of animals.
Alpacas aren't like that.
No. Alpacas are wimps compared.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not going to be having any of those.
But can you have llamas and alpacas?
Sure.
Together?
Oh, yeah.
We have some clients that have alpaca herds and they have a llama or two in with them.
Yeah, to protect them from the coyotes.
Didn't they say that the alpaca poop is the really good poop because
they
have four different digestive things, so it's super...
So they're ruminants, I think they're false ruminants, but they... llama and alpaca and goat manure and you know, most of that manure is great for fertilizing.
It's the best.
She should work for you. She knows all the stuff about the poop. She's a poop expert.
That's what I do for a living.
Yeah.
Nobody knows poop like she knows poop.
You know what she does for a living.
What do you do for a living?
Veterinary technician.
Oh, so you are an animal. You are an animal sympathizer. Yeah, there you go. That's great.
She just, before you came up, she told me, she gave me some...
Where do you work?
...information about my dog.
SRH Veterinary Services in Ipswich.
We'll say it again.
It's SRH Veterinary Services.
Very nice.
Right across the street from the clam box.
From what?
Oh, okay.
The clam box.
Oh, okay. Just up a little. That's a drive for you, isn't it?
It's like 20 minutes. It's not bad.
It's not bad. You're always going the opposite direction.
Right.
How are the lines at the clam box?
They're picking up. They're getting there. They're almost to our office.
Yeah. That place is bananas.
Yeah.
It's the cutest design.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll get that, and Woodman's on my way home. They usually traffic there. And
Yeah.
Clam box is Americana.
Yes.
I mean, that building, is that, I wonder if they've on the America's Historic Register.
They should be. If they're not, they
should be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of a more...
Yeah.
I mean, that represents that area, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, so do you know our friend Ray Cahill?
I don't know him personally. I've saw his office.
He's a friend of the blog. He's always commenting nice things. Oh, look at Big Tony just showed up with my Almond Joy iced coffee.
Oh, great.
By the way, you guys see these?
Yeah.
Greatest thing ever. It's double-walled.
Can I pick it up?
Is that the Yeti one? Huh? So the Yeti is three times as much money. You get this on Amazon for $16.95.
What brand is that then?
It's
Oasis
or something. I have the link on the blog, but literally, you put ice in it. There's ice the next day.
Wow!
And you know how you like in the middle of the night you put a glass of a thing with ice next to your bed, and it sweats, and then you have the big ring, and you stay in your nice furniture.
Yeah.
This thing does not sweat.
Wow!
I haven't gotten one yet, but it's really nice.
Kim, 30 ounces of iced coffee beautifulness.
You know, I love how that snaps in like that.
They sell them with locking lids, but no. It doesn't. I've never had a spill.
Okay.
It has this inner lip right there.
Right. Wow.
There's certain things that I latch onto and I become obsessed with.
That's one. Huh?
This is like currently my.
But you know what? Also, like the it's a very nice design. It's no pattern, no nothing.
It fits in. It fits securely, snugly in a standard cup holder on your car.
Well, Prius cup holders are a little weird. Maybe I'll try it out before I.
You better try it out.
Better try it out.
I'm gonna tell you, I firmly stand behind this design. I'm obsessed.
Notice how he pulls it back.
I was gonna say he's not.
I was afraid he's gonna walk out with it. Don't walk out with it. No. The southern migration is underway, you're saying?
I feel like I've been seeing so many beautiful birds on Good Harbor Beach while I'm out there filming that. I feel like something's going on. I mean,
wouldn't that not coincide with your everything is 2 weeks late, though?
Yeah, but I don't know because... for example, plovers were on track.
Okay.
Plovers were on track. So even though our plovers on Good Harbor Beach were nested much later than, like, for example, ones on Ipswich, other ones have already gone, you know, their chicks are all raised, and so all the other ones are already starting southward. Mm-hmm. So the birds weren't affected. The birds, that is a little bit of a problem because, for example, like, if vegetation is several weeks late, then and birds are on track and migrating northward, they don't have the usual things that they would have to eat. So this is another reason why climate change is, you know, kind of wreaks havoc with our habitats and wildlife.
I blame Monsanto.
Well, we can blame them for a lot.
I'm baiting you. I'm only joking. I don't want to get into that.
We can't blame them for, that.
That's a whole other debate. Tell us about your flip-flop thievery.
Oh, yeah. I'm just wondering if anybody else has... fool me once. What's that expression?
Shame on me. Shame me twice. No.
What is it?
Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me.
Okay, well, I just thought it was a fluke thing the first time. My very expensive flip-flops were stolen. They had, like, arch support in them.
But you should say, give the background of the story. Your move is you go down the footbridge at Good Harbor Beach.
Right, and just...
And you take your flip-flops off right at the edge and leave them there.
And I leave them there. And then, you know, usually I'm filming for an hour or two. I come back, no flip. Now, this happened once, and I thought, oh, that's just a weird thing. Maybe somebody made a mistake or whatever. Well, it happened yesterday with my nice Lord & Taylor flip-flops.
Okay.
That I spent $40 on.
All right. So I'm going to go like this. Before the podcast started, we're going over the show notes.
Right.
And you suggested that we bring up that there's a the trash on Good Harbor Beach is continuing to be a problem, and there continues to be a dog problem on Good Harbor Beach.
Yes.
And I suggested...
And it's local dogs as well as out-of-town dogs. Right. Owners, not dogs. But.
And I suggested that we could just leave this in the footnotes...
Permanently.
because it's not that... we can try...
To educate
people. But my theory is that it just comes down to rotten, careless people that don't give a shit. That are going to be rotten, careless people next year. No matter the people that care are already doing the right job, but the rotten people are going to listen to you and laugh at you,
hideous,
like Grinch like laugh, and still bury their crap in the sand and leave their stuff behind because they're lazy,
or don't
thoughtless
even bury,
people.
Just leave it strewn all about.
Or leave it strewn about, right.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to you is like the whole fool me once, fool me twice thing. Those rotten people exist in the world. So to think that they don't, it would be naive. Yes or no?
Yes.
Right. So maybe we need to secure the flip flops a little better.
Instead of a bike lock, we'll have a flip flop lock.
Flip flop lock.
Yeah.
25 cents.
Yeah. Especially at Good Harbor, you don't even need to bring your flip flops over the footbridge. You can just leave them in your car.
Right,
and
just walk
down. So that's my new move. Don't even bother, wearing flip flops. Just
Or go to, or like what I did yesterday, I'll go to Old Navy and buy 10 pairs of $2.99 flip flops. Well, you don't care.
If you have to be in them for a while and your back arch is bothering support, you, right. You want arch support flip flops. Yeah.
Right. No,
so
I understand.
That's why I've been wearing arch support flip flops.
There you go. All right. Yeah. Well, I would like to, let's go back and let's point out the Country Fest is July 30th, the Blues Fest is August 6th. Ringo and Emily Tarr here to talk about that. Thank you so much. You can get tickets at the Chamber or Firefly downtown. You can also get tickets for the second event for the Blues Fest online. I'll put a link in the show notes. You save money by buying your tickets in advance. You save a really good amount on the, especially on the Blues Fest.
Right. Yeah.
But there's going to be alcohol, so that's an event I want to be at. And it's always great. Thank you guys for all that you do for the city.
Oh, you're welcome.
And it's always behind the scenes. I'm glad we can, you know, put your name to
the work. Oh, I know. It's so awesome to meet you, Bob.
And, you know, I know, do you want to give a shout out to any of the people that are always right there beside you for these things?
Oh, there's a huge amount. And
you don't want to leave a few people.
No, if it wasn't for them, this wouldn't happen. Right. And, you know, and they don't look for the glory just like I don't. They just enjoy doing it. And I could go on. The list would be about 50 people least, and I don't want to miss anyone.
Just let them know that you obviously appreciate them like the rest of the community.
Yeah.
Thanks again. All right, GlosterCast 193 is in the books. There's the exit music. Boom.
There we go.